So what was the creative process behind this new album? It's been over 30 years since your last, well, close to 30 years, from your last solo project. So what was the thinking behind this one?
Well, the reason it took so long was very simple. When you're in the Eagles machine, there's very little else you can do besides eat, breathe, and sleep Eagles songs, rehearsals, touring, studio, business, meetings, press, the whole thing. That's just all-consuming. When I finally left the band in 2001, I took a couple of years to do a lot of just self-introspective, kind of cathartic research, and I started doing these series of meditations, and out of the meditations, I started writing down these recollections about specific periods of my life. It was an attempt to try to understand how I'd gotten from a very impoverished circumstance where I was born and raised in North Florida to being swept up in the music business, involved myself with the Eagles, and how that had all changed me over the decades that I'd been involved in that. As part of the process, I wound up writing a book called Heaven and Hell, My Life in the Eagles, that went on to be a New York Times bestseller. At that point, I had to go out and promote this record and do interviews and television and, this book, mm-hmm. and do like about a year and a half of promotion for that book. And during the whole process, the one thing I kept coming back to was that when I started playing music when I was 10 years old, that's really what propelled me and empowered me through this whole journey. And that's what I loved to do the most and missed the most while I was writing this book. Even though I have a studio in my home, as I was writing these stories about my life in this text, I would go into the studio and write songs about it as well. A lot of the songs that are on this record come from experiences based on my life story. And so when I finally finished promoting the book, I came back off the road, and I've had a band of my own. I've been in and out of town constantly for about the last 8 or 10 years, doing shows, performing arts centers, casinos, summer festivals, that sort of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Japan, Canada, United States, Europe. So when I wasn't on the road, when I was off, quote unquote, and I was in the United States at home, I was in the studio finishing these songs. I had written 26 song ideas. I pared it down to what I thought were the best 16 songs, went into the studio, recorded and finished the production on those 16 songs, and then pared it down to what I thought were the most meaningful, strongest songs, the top 12, put those on the CD. The other 4 songs you can hear on iTunes or Amazon as bonus tracks, you know. So
mm-hmm.
That was kind of the process, and it was kind of a very kind of dual cathartic experience for me writing all of these events that took place in my life as a book and also in song and music, which is my first choice as an artist.